Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report podcast. Thank you for watching. You know, over the years, I've had the opportunity to interview many interesting people, and my guest today is one of the most interesting people I've ever met. I say that sincerely. His name is Pastor Benny Tate. He pastors a great church called Rock Springs Church in Milner, Georgia. And I have had the opportunity to worship there and to learn a little bit of his story and actually form a friendship in addition to now being his publisher. So we first worked together. First of all, I should probably welcome you, Pastor Benny, and just tell people that we first worked together because of our mutual love of Israel. And we worked with Pastor John Hagee, and that's how I got to know you. And then over the years, we've kept in touch, and now we've published two books. And this one we're going to talk about before the podcast is over. Yes, you can. But again, let me welcome you and just tell me a little bit about your ministry.
Well, Steve, first of all, it's always great to be with you. I've known you for years, and I just appreciate you as a publisher, and what a joy for me to be able to partner and work with you. Steve, I have pastored the church here for 36 years. When I came to the church, I studied the 10 largest churches in America, and I realized the average tenure of the pastor was 24 years. So I just decided, Steve, I needed to get somewhere and stay. I needed to get somewhere and build a long-term ministry. And so I have been here for 36 years in our churches. We're in a place called Milner, Georgia. You know, when people talk about Rock Springs Church, they'll talk about thousands of people that go there. But I like to remind them the population is 700 people in Milner, Georgia. Our zip code, Steve, is EIEIO. You've been out here. I mean, the June bugs don't show up to August. We're so far out here. But, but it's amazing what the Lord has done. And so we just praise him. And, you know, the second, my book that you was talking about publishing with me, Unlimited, it's a book on the Holy Spirit. And it's simply a book that you all published that's done extremely well. But we attribute the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the exploits that have happened here at Rock Springs Church.
And in your book, you tell about your early life. Even though I knew you, I didn't know much about your background. But you have an incredible story. Give us the short version of your story. Very difficult childhood, coming to faith in Christ and so forth.
Well, the bottom line, I was, my mother, I was conceived. I didn't know who my father was. I actually met my father when I was 30 years old. My father spent time in prison. My father was a professional gambler. He was in no way a Christian. I was raised by a stepfather who told me I was ignorant. He told me I was illegitimate. A few years ago, I was on the James Robinson program, Life Today, and he said to me, Benny, he didn't call you illegitimate, did he? And James's story parallels mine, and I said, no. He said he called you the B word, didn't he? I said, yeah, every day. He reminded me that I was the B word and told me that I would never amount to anything. And we probably left him, Steve, 15 or 20 times. He would chase us down with a gun, threaten to end our lives if we didn't come back. Eventually, we left for good and started living anywhere we could. We started living in taverns, and we sold whiskey legally. We did everything we could possibly do to survive. And my mother reached the lowest point of her life, reached the point that she wondered if life was even worth living. And she went to her first cousin's house that she had partied and caroused with, done a lot of things she shouldn't have done. When she knocked on her door, no doubt planning to do something, that first cousin, she said to her, "Can I spend the night with you?" She said, "You can spend the night, but I'm not the person that I used to be. Given my life to Christ, and more than anything, you need to give your life to Christ." My mother, with a sixth grade education, Steve, gave her life to Christ. She came back home. She said to me, "Benny, you've seen things you shouldn't have seen. Your little eyes have seen things. You've got between me and you've seen your stepfather beat me. He beat me and say, when I get through beating your face, no man will ever want you." She said, "You've seen things that you shouldn't have seen, but you've got a new mother. I gave my life to Christ. Months later, Steve, I gave my life to Christ. When I was 30 years old, I met my biological father. I met him for the very first time. And we spent some time together, and I said to him, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "Yeah, about 2 years ago, I staggered into a church and gave my life to Christ." And he said, "What you don't know, many times you've preached in large settings, and I've been in the crowd." And he said, "I would hear you preach, and I'd see people give their lives to Christ." And he said, "I often thought what his mother and I meant for evil, God meant for good." So, Steve, I have no problem looking into this camera and looking into people's faces and saying, "Yes, you can." Because if God can do something with somebody like me, if God can do something with somebody who came from the lifestyle, I went back home and preached. A Superior Court judge came to hear me preach there in the hills of Tennessee. His name was Nelson Lane. I stood at the door as he came out the door. He shook my hand and he looked me square in the eye. And he said, "Benny, I always thought you would stand before me, but I never thought it would be in a pulpit." I just want to say to our listeners today, no matter where you've been, no matter what's happened, no matter what side of the tracks you're from, yes, you can. That's why I wrote the book, Steve. I want people to know, yes, you can. God can use my life, or he can sure use yours.
That's so well said. And this is the book, and I have read it. I really enjoyed it. It was you have a very nice writing style. It was fairly easy to read. And I was interested in it, even though my story is very different than yours. Both my father and grandfather were Pentecostal preachers. But the book, yes, there's some of your story in it, but really it's a book on leadership. It's almost more of a John Maxwell kind of book. And in a way, you're saying, yes, you can be a leader. And so why don't we just walk through it a little bit? You know, you start by you are created to lead, and you talk about discipline, you talk about purpose, and you start by saying leading yourself first, then leading those who walk beside you, leading those who you serve, leading those entrusted in your care. So just kind of talk through that, because, you know, you have such authenticity because of your story. Very few people have overcome the kind of adversity that you've overcome. And so that gives you credibility.
Well, you know, Steve, I talk about the different components of leadership. And I start out talking to people about inward leadership. I talk a lot about Nehemiah in this book. You know, Nehemiah was not a prophet. He was not a priest. He was a cupbearer. If you really want to get technical, he was probably secular. I mean, his job was to taste the king's wine so to make sure there was no poison in it for the king. Now, think about this, Brother Steve and our listeners. He was expendable. They said he was expendable. If he dies, so be it, as long as the king doesn't die. And here's what you may feel like. You may feel like you're expendable. But I want you to know, Nehemiah was expendable to everybody but God. I start out talking about in this book, inward leadership. The most difficult person you'll ever lead is yourself. Nehemiah, before he did anything else, when he heard that the walls had collapsed and the people were sitting ducks, for 4 solid months, he just prayed and fasted. What was he doing? He was getting, Steve, inward leadership right. And the word I give our readers there is the word discipline. Always remember, discipline is the gift that you give yourself. It's the gift that you give yourself. I've often said that leaders stand out in a crowd because they've learned how to be alone without the crowd. And I spend quite a bit of time talking to a person about just getting inward leadership right, just growing inward. Steve, you've traveled the world and had much success in your life. And you've probably experienced this. Sometimes I'm with Christian leaders and they will say, "I have 30 years of experience." But I'll spend a little time with them, and they don't have 30 years of experience. They have 1 year of experience 30 times. And so I just challenge people to get the inward leadership right, to make sure that you're growing and you're developing inward.
And then the next step is leading those who walk beside you.
Yes. In that, I talk about lateral leadership. You know, when Nehemiah goes there to rebuild the wall, he simply says, I'm here for the welfare of the children of Israel. Somebody said, Pastor Benny, how do you lead people laterally? What if you're not in the organizational chart? What if you're not one of the top people? How do you lead laterally? Well, you lead through serving. What I tell people, if you're just faithful in your organization, in your church, in your class, in your business, if you're just faithful to show up and serve, before long, people will say, hey, we can depend on him. We can depend on her. See, Steve, if serving is beneath you, leading will always be above you. We talked about you and I hooked up with John Hagin, our love for Israel. And when you go to Israel, you'll go to the upper room. You'll go to that spot anyway where the Lord came to that spot and he washed the disciples' feet. I was in that room and I've been in it many times just like you have. Every one of those disciples walked by the towels and basins, but he didn't walk by the towels and basins. God showed me something. There's towels and basins in every relationship. But Steve, we've got to look for them. We've got to look for them. We've got to look. We've got to be into towels and not into titles. We live in a world that seemingly is into titles and not into towels. And we lead people laterally through simply serving other people. And I promise you it works.
Tell me your section on leading those who serve. How does that differ from leading those entrusted to your care?
Well, I think when you're leading those that serve, I think proximity and I think your example is what really, really does matter. You know, when you look at the greatest leader of all time was none other than Jesus Christ. I mean, the leader of all leaders. And you know what's amazing, Steve? He described himself one time in the Bible. You say, well, Jesus said he was love. No, John said he was love. You say, well, Jesus said he was holy. No, Peter said he was holy. Jesus described himself one time in Matthew 11 and 29. He said, I am meek and lowly. I am meek and lowly. And so I think it's imperative that our people, you know, I say the greatest leadership principle I've ever learned is monkey see, monkey do. You don't teach what you don't know and you don't lead where you don't go. I just think it's imperative that people see day to day you as a servant, hands-on leader.
You also deal with leading when life is tough. Talk to me about it.
Well, here's what I know. Leading is going, if you're leading, you're bleeding. If you're leading, you're bleeding. Always realize, if you in a leadership position, there is going to be a bigger target on your back. Not long ago, a lady pulled me off and she said, Pastor Benny, I have a word from the Lord for you. I said, okay. And she said, I just want you to know that the Lord has shown me that you're going through a very difficult time and to hang in there. I'm praying for you, da, da, da. So I received it, Steve, and I walked off. And a guy with me, he said, how do you feel about that? And I said, well, I'm not, it may be from God. But I said, let me tell you something. There's never been a time that I wasn't walking through a very difficult time. See, A.W. Tozer said, I doubt that God can bless a man or woman greatly until he first hurts them deeply. I doubt that God can bless a man or woman greatly until he first hurts them deeply. I just believe that pain is a part of the process. And I think when we quit growing, when we're not willing to push through that pain threshold. And so, You've got to decide, huh? You've got to decide, Steve, why you're in this anyway. And you've got to look at the components that when the hard times come, what is going to keep you in this? Elaborating on that, if I said, like, what's going to keep you in it? Peter was a great man in the Bible. You know, here's a thought about Peter. Peter asked more questions than all the disciples put together. There's a good thought for us. I think there's power in asking questions. Peter got discouraged and he decided he would go fishing. Steve, you know the story better than I do. He said, I'm going to go back to my old lifestyle. I'm going to go to the Sea of Galilee and I'm going to go fishing. Jesus comes to him and he says, Pete, do you love me? And we all know the story three times. He says, you know I love you. And Jesus says, Pete, if you love me, feed my sheep. Now, what was interesting, Steve, he didn't say, if you love sheep, feed the sheep. He said, if you love me. It's got to trace back to your relationship with God. What's going to keep you in the game is your relationship with God. It's living for an audience of one. It's the applause of the nail-scarred hands. Because after leading all these years, I've learned you can be a peacock one day and a feather duster the next. I mean, you can be a hero one day and a zero the next. And you have to be doing this for an audience of one. You have to, you know, when you please God, it doesn't matter who you don't please. But if you don't please God, it doesn't matter who you do please. I've talked too much, Steve.
You've obviously been influenced by leaders who affected you. Who are some of the leaders that have helped you develop over the years who you look up to?
Well, one of the leaders that I look up to in a great way is a man who's 90 years old that you know well. His name is R.T. Kendall. R.T. Kendall. A few years back, I was with R.T. Kendall. I tell this in the book, and I said, R.T., you've preached here several times, and what do I need to do to take this church to the next level? He said, you don't want to know. So, well, now, R.T., I wouldn't have asked you the question if I didn't want to know. He said, 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day in prayer and Bible study. I'm not talking about sermon preparation. I'm talking about 2 hours a day in prayer and Bible study. R.T. Kendall would be a person that's been he's been a great influence in my life. Billy Graham's daughter, Ruth Graham, is a close friend of my wife and myself. She's been a great influence in my life. You know, I can name so many. Tim Delina has been a great influence in my life. There's pastors, you know, there's people that I knew from afar, whether it be Adrian Rogers, Jerry Falwell. You know, one time I was with R.T. Kendall and I said, R.T., most of my heroes are dead or almost dead. He said, thank you, Benny. That really makes me feel good. But anyway, I know why I probably talk so much about R.T. is I know, Steve, that you know him so well and you all are close friends. And that's why, yes, he probably comes to my mind. But many, many pastors would come to my mind.
Yeah, I've known him since for over 30 years, since he was pastor at Westminster Chapel in London. And he's had a great influence on a lot of people. Let's talk about leaders in the Bible. Who are some of the leaders in the Bible that are good examples? You already mentioned a couple. You mentioned Peter. Nehemiah.
I think Moses would be a great example. You know, when I thought about all these people, he's leading all these people. And then I think he had a balance. You know, if you read the secular book, Steve, Good to Great. He talks about, Jim Collins talks about in that book, level five leaders. And he says two qualities of level five leaders is a strong desire. And then here's what blows my mind. He said humility. I thought about Moses. Moses led these a million, you know, maybe 3 million Jews. But the Bible says he was the meekest man upon the face of the earth. But he had enough fortitude. He said to Pharaoh, let my people go. So never equate meekness for weakness. So, I mean, you know, Moses would be one of the heroes of mine. You know, man, you study the life of Paul. I admire a guy named Caleb. You know, Caleb six times, it says, he wholly followed the Lord. And so, you know, just The greatest book ever written on leadership is not a John Maxwell book. The greatest books ever written on leadership is the Bible.
I agree with that, even though I'm an admirer of John Maxwell and have read many, many of his books. And, you know, a lot of people don't really, they're not a pastor of a church. They don't lead a business. They don't really think they have anyone to lead. But talk to us how the average person can learn leadership skills and learn things, especially from your book, Yes, You Can.
Well, here's what I would say. They tell us, Steve, that the average most introvert person in their lifetime will influence 10,000 people. What I do in this book is I talk to you about how you can have greater. See, if leadership, and again, John Maxwell is somebody that I have the deepest appreciation for and just greatly admire. He had an influence on me as a young man. As a young man, John Maxwell's been here at our church. And again, he's leadership. He's been the greatest influence in my life. But here's what I would say. If leadership is influence, and it is, somebody said, I can't influence anybody. Oh, yes, you can. Now, you have to break down what is influencing. It's simply investing in somebody. It's investing in people. It's caring about people. It's helping people, you know. I just tell people to start where you're at. Start where you're at. You know, you can influence. You have a sphere of influence. You have a sphere of people that you're in contact with. We're salt and light. Salt makes things brighter and salt makes things better and light makes things brighter. And so I would just challenge people to start where you're at. I go to bed each night, Steve. I go to bed each night. I'm really a simple guy. I go to bed each night and say, what can I do tomorrow for people that will make their life better? You know, I've learned if you will do for one what you wish you could do for everyone, the one that you're talking to will talk to everyone. So do for one what you wish you could do for everyone, and the one that you impact will talk to everyone. Just, I say to our staff a quote by Sam Walton. Steve, I say, the bigger we get, the smaller we have to think. No matter how big we get, people still walk through our doors one at a time. And just be present with that person. Just look that person in the eye. Walk through the crowd slowly. Make life better for that person. And I promise you, it will compound over time, over years, over decades, and you will make a substantial difference for God and for good.
And let me just remind viewers that all this wisdom that you're hearing now is in the book in a whole lot more depth. So I encourage you to get the book. Probably the easiest way to get it is through Amazon, of course. It's called Yes, You Can by Pastor Benny Tate. And before we wrap up, and after I ask you my next question, I want you to tell my viewers how they can connect with you at Rock Springs Church.
Sure.
But you know, you go into so many topics. I learned so much about it. But one of the things that affected me the most was the way that you talked about how people can continue to grow. So in the few minutes we have left, why don't you elaborate on that?
Well, here's what I would say. You know, Charles Tremendous Jones, from days gone by, he said, you tell me the books you're reading, you tell me who you're associating with, and I'll tell you where you'll be 5 years from now. The Bible says, he that walketh with wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. What I would say to a person, you know, get in the room. You know what? Here's what I know. I believe there's certain things that only happen when you're in the room. They had to take the roof off in the Bible and get the guy in the room. I challenge people to go to events that are going to make you better. Go to churches that are going to make you better. Steve, I started out here with 25 people. The average age was deceased. I mean, we had 25 people. The average age was deceased. But Steve, before this church was big anywhere else, it was big in my heart. And I started going to places. I started going to larger churches, and I started to learn how I could do it. You know, I found good people, great people, and I got my pail under their whale. And so I would say, you know, through proximity, through going to places, reading the books. You know, I started out, Steve, listening to the CDs, now listening to the podcast. Listen to people that are better than you. Barbara and I started playing pickleball. She's good. I'm somewhere between bad and terrible. But we started out playing pickleball, Steve. But what I've learned is we play people that are better than us. We're getting better. We're getting better at pickleball because we're playing people that are better than us, better than us. So, you know, get around people.
That's great. Well, I appreciate you being on my podcast. We have just a few seconds left. I will come back with a final word, but tell people how they connect with Pastor Benny Tate and Rock Springs Church.
Steve, they can go to bennytate.info, bennytate.info, and get all of our information. Steve, thanks to you all, the book, Yes, You Can. I mean, you can go to Amazon. You can go anywhere books are sold. Steve, everything rises and falls on leadership. And God's used you for better than 50 years to literally build an organization that's changed the world. I want you to know it's changed me. My relationship, just doing two books, Unlimited, and Yes, You Can. You've had a profound impact on my life, and I just want you to know that.
Thank you for watching the Strang Report. If you don't subscribe, be sure to subscribe and hit the little bell so you're notified the next time we have a podcast. And remember to pick up Benny Tate's new book, Yes, You Can, wherever books are sold. God bless you.